today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Yeah, 12 minutes to 10, and I'm crossing down the street to the Managing Director, CBRE Cairns, Danny Betros. Good morning.
G'day, John.
Daniel, you probably heard what happened. We had the call come in on Monday saying the old Sydney H. Turner building was just awash with feces and rubbish and aggression, and the people gathering there because they're being fed regularly at the council food van over the road, and that's what attracts them seemingly. And to his credit, Terry said, I'll go down and sort this matter out, but they sued the dog onto him and he had to shoot through pronto. Have you got an update on this nightmare?
Okay, so today the fencing will be going up and the building starts getting demolished on Monday.
Oh.
So it's all happening. The current owner or the person who bought the property, they've got all the council approvals, everything's ready to go, construction starts. So I went down there, I've been down there a couple of times too. I've had a chat to the guy with the dog. He had his own boat there, he's living there, and for some reason he had nowhere to... He was telling me, I said, mate, you got to go, you know, it's going to get knocked down. And he said, yeah, everyone's telling me to get lost. And there's another couple of people living there. They built their own little units. And I said, see, boys, you got to go, sorry. They're all fine. They're moving on to somewhere else. And the rubbish there is quite extraordinary, but the police have been giving them bags to, I said, you know, like, clean up your shit and, your rubbish and put it there. So there's a lot of rubbish there. But look, it's all going starting Monday. You know, it'll be fenced off and for the next... probably 2 months it'll be a demolition site.
Mm.
Then it's going to be filled, piled, and the new office works will be going there. With a bit of luck, it'll be open for September, October next year, 2024. So, yeah, all cleaned up, and there'll be further development to follow on the land around it, and Screen Queenslander at the back, and they're getting on with it. So that whole area, you'll see a fair bit of change going on. So that's good news.
And those people are going to be newly homeless, I presume. Where will they moor their boat now?
I don't know, but, you know, you got to... I never get out of my car when I go down there, so it's... you just got to, you know, just practice a bit of caution. But, you know, they're all... Most of them are just sitting there sleeping all day or whatever, and anyway, they've moved. Most of them have moved on now. They know they've got to get out, so that'll be the end. But the feeding of the itinerant at night is a problem, and of course the venue has changed for various times. We fought hard to get it taken away from the edge of the city. It's down there now. I think Rosie's do it mostly, and there's been one or two others, but. You know, it's just one of the ongoing problems, John, with respect to the itinerants in town, or out of town, I should say. So small steps, mate, small steps.
You would have picked up on the wisdom of our lawmakers in Brisbane. Of course, begging down in Brisbane is a much more gentlemanly process. They put their hands out and proffer, and you put a fiver in, or you put a few coins in or something, and they say, thank you. Here, you're confronted with it. You got any money, and if you happen to say no, you're an effing white C. It's a totally different procedure. But our lawmakers in Brisbane, we're not interested in what's going on up in Cairns. Where's Cairns? It's a gentlemanly process down here, so we're legalising begging, and not only that, it's inconvenient for some people to actually walk around the corner to a toilet so they can pull the old fella out anywhere and have a wee, whereas up here, we're almost drowning in urine in our CBD, and to make it legal, it's virtually encouraging even more of it. Now, if you're if you're a mum with kids... walking along past Woolies, there's every chance, the likelihood almost, that someone's going to pull out the old fella in front of the children. I just think it's outrageous what these people in Brisbane decide for the whole state when they haven't got a clue what's going on outside their little patch in the southeast corner.
We have made some pretty good progress in the city with respect to, firstly, trying to rein in the behaviour of the Coles bottle shops. Particularly the BWS in Lake Street next to Woolworths there. We've gone right to the top there and had some success in getting added security cameras and people not allowed to hang around out there. The police have stepped up their patrols in the CBD with the buggy. They're not only on the Esplanade now, they are around the CBD, and I had interactions with them yesterday over one particularly nasty person who was down in Shield Street, and I you know, I alerted them straight away and they went down
wonderful.
And fixed that up. So, look, the CBD has, I think the police presence has made a difference in the CBD. It really has. So I walk it every day and there's less undesirables there now than there were. And I think they have, by extending the patrols with the buggies around the CBD during the day, I think that's been really positive. Some of the landlords in this town need to be hung, drawn and quartered over not keeping their property in a presentable state.
Mm.
Some of them still haven't realised that 1988 and 89 was a long time ago. You know, we've got some tenants wanting to move into some buildings and landlords. Some of the landlords just do not get it.
Really?
And then we've had other landlords which have just kept rents astronomically stupid, dumb, high. And the tenants, of course, have just said, well, you know what, mate, we're not working for nothing and we're not losing money, so out they go. So we've got a real mixed bag at the moment. And unfortunately, you know, you can't hold a gun to the head of either tenants or landlords. Mm. And some of them are just, they just don't get it. But look, the you know, this is a statewide problem with respect to itinerants and crime. But all we can do is keep the battle going. The council is very, you know, I hold the council are responsible a lot for what goes on in the CBD, and they don't really care a lot. They just say, oh, it's a police problem or it's a state government. Go and talk to Michael Healy. But, you know, the Cairns Council's become the fuddy-duddy council, really. You know, anything that's of any fun, interest or any attraction that may actually bring people into the CBD, they seem to just want to wipe it out, starting with the markets on the Esplanade, which were on Saturday. I don't know why they decided we can't have these anymore, so that's gone.
Mm.
They want to get rid of fishing on the Esplanade that's going. You know, we've put forward numerous proposals to liven up the city with various events and features in the, you know, Shield Street. There's all sorts of ideas we've had with craft beer festivals, food vans, etc. But the one thing we asked the council not to do when they refurbished Shield Street was do not put mounds, areas of, you know, you've got to be able to see from one side of the street to the other so that you can actually have events. And there was supposed to be water features, there was supposed to be mist in trees, there was actually supposed to be interactive tourist art.
Yes.
You know, and all that, just in the stroke of a pen by illustrious mayor and council, just got all taken out. So any reason to actually come into the CBD, they decided, well, that's all just too hard or it costs too much, so let's just not do it. And so any resemblance of fun or life, the fuddy-duddy council goes down and sweeps it away. And that, of course, leads to the CBD like it is now. So the council's complicit in it. They don't keep it clean enough, in my view. And it's all right to say, go and blame the state government or Michael Healy or this or whatever, but the council has to drive it. They have to take responsibility for it.
Mm.
Majority of the councils probably don't ever come into the city, and we've got a bit of a lame duck council at the moment, so the sooner the election comes around, the better. However, Rob Pines wants to run for the seat of Division 5, which is the CBD. It also takes into all the marine area and businesses, and Mulgrave Road, shopping centres, North Cairns. I mean, it's responsible for about 75% of Cairns' business, and he's an anarchist who hates business and hates anyone who makes a profit, so that'd be great to have him as a representative. So, you know, Ed, we just need more proactive councillors, please, in the next election that are that have got the passion for Cairns.
I can't believe these landlords in the CBD, they're not interested in letting out their properties. I presume they've got too much bloody money, have they?
Oh, John, I'd love to mention names. I would love to just name and shame some of the worst. And, you know, you just shake your head and you think, what's going on here? But yes, the answer is yes, they have got too much money, some of them. But look, others are much more passionate. Others take a lot of pride in their buildings, and they're the ones we focus on, obviously. But yeah, we've got some real doozies in there, mate. And it's a story. Every story you see, or you, believe me, there's another side to it. So you see a building that's empty and you go, why has it been empty so long? Yeah, mate, bring me in, I'll tell you the truth.
Danny, congratulations on what you're organising with your association with the local police officers on the beat in the CBD. That's encouraging news. We needed that, a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
No, it is. And look, you know, what a job to go around and, confront drunken itinerants. I mean, honestly, and, you know, I hear the way they talk to them. They're very respectful. They don't sort of, I know what they must be thinking and the frustration they must be feeling, but they're pretty good, really, the way they talk to them. They handle it really well. The Esplanade's definitely a lot better at the moment. Definitely. There is improvement there, John, and all we need now is I'd love to see next year a very vibrant, progressive and thought-provoking council that will come in with some ideas to liven it up, because it's not that hard. It's like, you know, running any working asset, you've got to do things that attract people to it, and we need a bit more creative thinking, and I'm sure we can turn around within a few years.
This has been excellent today, Danny. Thank you.
No worries, John. See ya.
That's Danny Betros, Managing Director at CBRE in Cairns.